Last time on Paint It Black.
Yeah.
You started out on top. Like, yo, it's your boy KZ in the house.
And then
you ended it as if you were walking down a long hallway away from us where you're like, we did it this time.
Yeah.
I faded it.
You were talking to the wrong crowd, homie. I have not seen an Adam Sandler movie in a minute.
That's Happy Gilmore. Happy Gilmore. It's like
that was forever ago, though.
Yeah, but you still, I mean, that was.
What? No, it's not a memorable movie.
Oh, no.
Dave Grohl in the news. I believe him to be our greatest living rock star at this point.
Huh?
He's the only rock star who's actually doing shit.
He's an American hero.
Where do you fucking alligator?
In the butt.
You gotta go to the butt.
Right below the tail, homie.
I'm not an expert, so.
I'm going to Pound Town, alligator.
Because we asked a Chinese woman, she's like, that's not real. And that's all
that's
she
not
had
real.
To say. And that's all she had to say. You think you're getting laid? Nah, not fucking.
Alright.
You get rejected, homeboy. You better go jerk off in the bathroom.
He got a glazed over look like it's definitely happened.
Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Bird.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Yo.
Wait, you hear that? It's the sound of no Dan.
You know, he's just going to be saying right now, he's like, this guy can't keep my name off his lips.
Dude writes songs about me. He's got nothing. Dude needs to get off my nuts.
You guys should just kiss her.
What's up? I'm Pete. That's Brian.
How you doing?
The snitch. Got to throw it in every week. There's Lou.
Hashtag Louie killed it.
Wait, dude, did you put every joke you said on the previously on?
No, I got some of yours in there.
No?
Yeah.
We got Pope Ken back.
Hey, man. Bless some babies and kiss some mothers.
And coming to us from the West Coast, we got Booch.
How's it going?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Ken, Booch is a friend of yours?
Yeah, Booch is a close accomplice.
Accomplice.
That's closer than friends.
That's frightening knowing you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, he's sitting in front of a poster that accuses him of pedophilia. And he's just named you an accomplice.
That never said nothing about diddling kids.
I don't know about any of that, honestly. But,
there's a big wanted poster here that makes it different.
I can actually send you that if you give me your number. You can enjoy the fun, too.
Put up some flyers in your neighborhood.
Well, I guess accomplices are closer than friends because friends are just friends, but accomplices have secrets that they have that they know.
Yeah.
It's right up there with a confidant or a cellmate.
I think a confidant is a girl that you're trying to fuck.
No, that's a concubine.
No, that you're trying to bang. Concubine, a concubine is like a hooker, I think, right? Or just
I don't know. I'm just saying
like
C words.
Word.
Well, Booch, what is it you do out there on the West Coast?
Well, I live in Oakland at the moment and working in the game industry at Telltale Games.
Which is so awesome. What games have you done some work on?
I've worked on a lot of titles, actually, at Telltale so far. First thing I worked on was The Wolf Among Us.
Oh, man, that's one of my favorite ones.
5 stars.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you. Awesome, man. I love the game as well.
I started to read that comic book because of that game.
Yeah, Fables is a great comic. I recommend reading the whole thing. Honestly, it's fantastic. I mean, the story kind of coincides. But our game has its own kind of side story of Bigby, the main character. So I like that the series itself fills in a lot of the world. So it's really 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 good.
That's what I liked about it is you didn't need to read the comic to get into it. And as a fan of the comic who had given up any hope of a movie of that, it kind of filled that void.
That would be a great movie, though. That would be a good movie. That's not a bad idea, honestly.
I actually want to go play the first game over again, because after I read the comic, I played Bigby totally different than his whole character was. I was a total jerk the entire time.
Yeah, that's one of the aspects of our games I like quite a bit, is that the player gets to put themselves into the person who you're playing more. It's a little bit more of an immersive experience in that way, and people tend to play them several times and do it different each time. So it's, you know, it's nice to be able to, you know, you could be a dick one time, you could be the nice guy a little bit, and a little bit of both, you know.
You do any work on the Borderlands game?
Yeah, actually, I'm working on that at the moment. I've done a couple of the episodes in this season, and I love the game. It's fantastic. I'm a big fan of how our writers are handling the story and the humor. So,
well, the reason I even bring that up is I just finished the latest chapter that was released, chapter 4 or 5, I think. And I, the whole time I'm thinking, I got to go back and play this from the start and do everything different. Because you get different jokes every time. It's awesome. It's the funniest thing.
Was Telltale the first game studio you worked for?
Yeah, yeah, actually, I went to graduate school out here at, in San Francisco, and then I got hired out of graduate school. So, yeah, it's the first company I've been able to work for. But I've been there for about a year and a half, and it's been great.
Fucking A, man.
So, year and a half, you must have done some Game of Thrones.
Yeah, actually, I worked a lot on Thrones for the first, mainly the first 4 episodes. I've been switching around project to project. I'm a generalist, so we tend to work on multiple things at once, not just one title. So,
well, that's actually
I'm running around quite a bit.
A good question I neglected to ask: what exactly do you do on these games?
Yeah, so I'm what's called an a CG generalist. It's an art generalist. I handle a lot of the art end of the process, from like 3D modeling to texture painting, stuff like that, creating characters and environments. But then I do some of the more technical work, hook up the shaders, make everything that gives you that nice comic book effect. It varies day to day. It's kind of the best part of my job, honestly.
So do you get like specific scenes that you're assigned to work on?
It's mostly characters or props or environments that I work on day to day. I do a lot of the sculpting and 3D modeling of some of the main characters, clothing, weapons. You know, it's a grab bag of different things day to day. Honestly,
what's your favorite thing you've done?
Favorite thing I've done.
Sculpting some titties.
When I first got working on Thrones, I got to work on some of the damage states is what we call them, but it's usually like the horrible, disgusting wounds and whatnot.
That game does have some cringy shit. Pouring maggots into an open wound was stands
that
out to me.
I actually made got to sculpt and paint that leg wound, so that was a lot of fun for Garrett.
Well done.
Yeah, in episode 1. It seemed to gross a lot of people out, which is always nice to see a reaction like that.
Did you do a hand getting cut off too?
I'm losing track of all the things I've decapitated over the last year, honestly. But yeah,
Kenny,
some hands, some arms, heads, you know, all different things.
Kenny told me that you did the art on the Flayed Man.
I did some of the work on that. I did a lot of the detail sculpts and the flesh sculpting and stuff. For the Flayed Man, and I think it's episode 1, I believe, yeah.
That's right off the bat. And then there's one in the latest episode that was extra gruesome. I don't know if you had... I don't think you had anything to do with that. But...
I'm trying to think of which one you're talking about.
There's like intense...
Thrones is so gruesome to begin with that it's hard to guess sometimes, you know.
Intestines hit the floor on that one. So...
Oh, yeah, I actually did not work on that. One of my coworkers did, but it's pretty intense, that one, yeah.
How do you research that stuff? You the next Zodiac over there?
They actually have bodies that
they encourage
out.
You to go out in the real world and find inspiration.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, like anything else, Google image searches and stuff like that. It's amazing what is on the internet and horrifying sometimes. So, and
how many gruesome
images? Kind of get desensitized after a while, you know.
How many gruesome images on Google have you have to fucking look up?
Quite a bit. I mean, sometimes you walk around and. And you just see screens of reference that you're like, oh, man, I can't unsee that, you know?
Well, when me and Lou were going to school for art, teacher always said, draw from life. Take photos. Yeah. So God knows what you're up to out there.
Yeah. So, I'm not taking any photos, you know, thankfully, but there's unfortunately, there's plenty there already.
That's evidence.
All right, so, yo, talk to us about the really important thing. What are you smoking out there, bro? What do you got going on legally? The listeners want to know.
I mean... Cali's ahead of the game on that, so you know, it's crazy the amount of stuff that's out here and the dispensaries and It's a whole different lifestyle. It's much different than New York, of course. The East Coast in general, obviously. But I mean, I think everywhere soon will be coming up to this level. I don't think it'll last much longer the way it's been, you know?
Yeah, the states are folding every year, man. There's
more and more.
Yeah.
Well, I think it comes down to a personal responsibility thing. We do it with alcohol. We do it with cigarettes. We do it with, a thousand things more dangerous, driving a car. You know, people, are allowed to do so many things that, danger them on a daily basis. And this is not really one of them. So it seems like a non-issue to, I think, a lot of people now. It's just sad that it took so long, but,
Now, is it fully legal out there? You got to get, a medicinal card.
Yeah, it's medicinally legal, but, it came up for a vote. Pretty recently, but it was voted down. A lot of people believe that was mostly dealers and legal side of it came out to vote it down. And that's kind of – I think that'll go away too, honestly. There's so much money to be made on the legal end of it that I just don't see people holding out much longer,
Never thought about that. Street guys must be voting for the first times in their life.
Well, I mean, that's their business, you know what I mean?
I
understand it, but it's still a legal business, obviously.
One last question I want to ask is how crazy was it when Golden State won a couple months back? Over there.
You know, actually, that was. It's funny. I live in Oakland, right above where they do the parade. You know what I mean? The celebration parade, and it came under my window that day. Actually, it was the day I flew back to New York, but it was a crazy celebration. This whole area was flooded with people, and the businesses were definitely loving it, and it was awesome. Actually, yeah.
Cool, man.
How good were the parties?
Yeah. Say what?
How good were the parties?
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, I mean. It was going nuts, pretty much.
People were ooting coke left and right, man.
Yeah, dude, that's what I want to hear.
Off the trophy.
Yeah. Yeah, the buses were driving by. People were screaming. It was nuts. They shut down all the roads over here.
Steph Curry was just throwing girls into the crowd.
Splash them. All right. So I guess let's start to
Any
show.
Further questions Any, from the question? Panel here?
No, I think we're good.
Well, Boots, thank you for indulging us in that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we're going to do some news, so.
Sounds good.
Let's do it.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the Invisible Airways of the Planet Pack Studios, here is the news.
Speaking of the West Coast, our first story comes from L.A., where a judge has overturned a divorce settlement signed by Terrence Howard and his ex-wife because she was extorting him because he has a small dick.
Oh, shit.
Woo-wee.
Oh, no. That brother's not packing, huh?
That's how you know he's not full black.
Yeah. That's why he gets all his good white rolls.
Mulattoes, that's what you call him, right?
Her quote in a document filed with the court says, "I can make a good $2 million right now. You want to see your little dick out there in front of TV?"
Whoa.
Oh, whoa.
She got photos.
Photos. It's a little Hershey kiss.
Cold blooded.
Kit Kat.
Oh, man. You're
racist, bro. That was racist.
That was racist?
Why was that racist?
I don't know. It just sounded racist coming out of your mouth.
What shocked me reading further is, I didn't know. I like Terrence Howard just fine, but I didn't know he was, a well-known wife beater and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, it's hard out there for a pimp.
He gave it the hustle and the flow. Yeah, that's that whole thing.
All right, why do you got to upstage my fucking hustle and flow? What the fuck's wrong with you?
You know what, though? I think he...
Man, fuck you, Pete.
I think he jumped in front of this whole thing because he did a nude scene not too long ago.
With Stunkcock.
Was 100%. It?
Stunt Dong.
Yeah, dude.
They got some Mandingo in there packing.
Fake pee.
They're like...
Fake pee.
You know, little dick Howard, get out of here.
You know what surprised me,
Bring
man?
The big dick in.
Somebody told me that... Helena Bonham Carter in Fight Club had stunt tits.
I believe it.
It's not unheard of.
Or CG tits. And I'm like, really?
CG? That's even worse.
I'm shocking that when they showed her tits, they were just plush and voluptuous instead of ghoulishly ghastly and pale.
They should have
with flapjack-y. Weird areolas. And...
Yeah. Well, I mean, she was coked the fuck out in that movie.
Yeah.
Most movies.
She was a hot mess. Well, sometimes they doll her up a little bit. But never.
She that played the fucking Queen of England. She looked like a crack whore.
She rolls out of bed that day, and then that's how she goes on set.
It's like, that's Tim Burton's wife? All right, I see it.
He's ghoulish too. Yeah,
exactly.
It's like the perfect couple, honestly.
I know we were talking off mic about like ghoulish people, how they must sound like Bela Lugosi, but that's honestly how I feel. Go see Edward Scissorhands.
It's a little bit like the Count there, but
that's my Bela Lugosi is the Count for Sesame Street.
One bad movie, bad movies.
Children of the Night.
Man, if you like that one, you should hear his British. It's like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, fuck other countries' guys.
All right, what do we got?
Next story, we have a Klansman using future technology to take out Muslims. He got a death ray.
What?
Jesus. He ordered it off the back of a 1950s comic.
Right.
No, a KKK member has been the first American to be convicted of federal radiation weapons charges. He basically got what he called Hiroshima on a light switch.
It's like the only two people to be convicted of that is him and Doc Brown.
This weapon put out, what was it, 10.4 gigawatts.
Gigawatts is very, very hostile.
I believe it was 1.21 gigawatts.
Thank you.
It's all right. It's okay.
I blanked there. I needed that. So, yeah, he was aiming this thing at mosques.
And what was happening to mosques?
Nothing.
Turns out he didn't know how to science.
Don't try to find the logic in this, man.
He's out there holding, like, radioactive material, just quickly getting cancer at the mosque.
Hey, terrorist!
Maybe they'll take me in!
No, apparently could have been dangerous, but they, you know, caught him pretty quick. He's facing 25 to life.
For that?
For conspiring to use a weapon of mass destruction, distributing information relating to weapons of mass destruction, and attempting to produce and use a radiological dispersal device.
Why are you surprised about 25 to life? Straight up terrorist act.
That's what gets
for a dude on the sidewalk with like a foil helmet blasting a lingerie at a mosque.
His crimes include the words death ray,
which is stupid. It's not like hateful. It's like death, then followed by ray becomes totally soft and bubbly again.
No,
yeah, it does.
I think you're confused about what death rays do.
Come on. You gotta be like in the Golden Age of comics having death rays.
Exactly. This guy fucking got
They shoot circle beams at you.
Gets his weapons from Acme, man.
Yeah, the only way his sentence would be greater is if it also included anti-gravity device.
Right. He also got a free pair of X-ray specs. All right.
They were just cardboard.
How disappointed
bullshit.
Were the kids of the 50s when they got that shit?
They had that up until the 90s, bro. We had that in our comic books.
I never used a stamp in my life.
He's too rich.
It's like, email's coming, wait.
He just sent a servant boy with it. Right. Retrieve me X-ray specs. Chop, chop. Post haste. Alright, next story. Does anybody know who Toby Sheldon is?
Is he a country singer? Sounds like
a country singer.
Yeah.
He's actually a guy, Brian, your girlfriend would probably know who he is, because he appeared on all those terrible reality shows about plastic surgery and shit.
He's a freak.
He's a freak. All right. This guy spent $100,000 on plastic surgery to look like his idol, Justin Bieber.
Oh, no. I've seen that guy.
Does he look like him?
Well, he's dead now, but yes.
Booch, what do you think about Justin Bieber looking like?
It sounds like a waste of money to me, but all right.
You want to look like a little boy? Weird.
It's pretty insane.
$100,000. And now he's dead. Found face down.
That's
in
like the white version of Michael Jackson trying to do.
Crazy.
If you've seen his picture, he looks like a weird cross between Bieber and a Krispy Kreme donut.
No, you know what he looks like? He looks like a cross. Does anybody know that guy from 30 Rock? What's his name? He has the show with Triumph?
Kenneth?
Oh, Jack something. Oh.
Jack McBrayer.
Yeah.
He looks like if Justin Bieber and Jack McBrayer had a baby.
I've seen this guy. He's Asian, too, isn't he?
Is he Asian?
I can't tell anymore.
Then that's a dynamite job.
Gotta open up those eyes a little bit, though.
Well, he was...
Beams ain't squinting.
He was found dead in a hotel. Drugs in the room. Wow. Unclear how he died. Something about his boyfriend. I don't know.
I hope that's in the official police report.
His boyfriend broke up with him. He apparently died. face down in a hotel room.
You mean the Justin Bieber lookalike was a drama queen?
A little bit.
I really need like a funeral horn for these kinds of
taps.
Segments. Like,
play some taps.
There you go, homie. No, that's all you get.
Old-timey music. We're out.
Balderdash,
no,
we're done.
No, dude. Old-timey music. Give me that.
All right, here we go.
And they're dead. Let's move it on.
So Justin Bieber lookalike has been found face down ass up.
Sometimes boyfriend, on to the next story.
Lovely.
You want me to? You want to keep that going for the next story? AshleyMadison.com. I'm loving this whole Ashley Madison thing.
Yeah, you guys heard about that, right?
It's a lot of hate, guys. You love the Ashley Madison thing?
It's funny. The names that are creeping up, they're all like...
No, no, I don't care about the names. I want to find out how many couples were both on it.
I had that
probably
answer.
Zero, mm-hmm. Because there was like 1,000 chicks on there and 21 million dudes.
And Ken read the story I'm about to read.
21 million dudes?
21
that
million
That is a
dudes.
Sausage fest.
We got numbers here. Number of people in database at the whole. Men, 31,343,429. Women... 5,550,687, and most of them employees of Ashley Madison.
Oh, they were fake?
They were fake.
Yep.
Oh.
All trolling.
So all these dudes who got caught was for nothing.
It was for zip.
You don't think it was
nothing?
Wow. Well, no, there were still fucking a million bitches that were on that.
For fucking 31 million dudes?
Yeah. Yeah, those odds don't seem good.
No, that just means that about a million guys were cheating on their wife.
You're better off trying to yell out your window. Yo, you want to fuck me?
Right. No, you just
how about this? Here's a number I find more jarring. Number of people who actually checked their Ashley Madison messages. Men, 20,269,675. Women,
8.
About 1,000.
Wow.
And a couple hundred.
I bet the mailbox gets pretty full.
For every 1,000 women, the 1,000 is 20 million dudes.
It's like girls, you know, it's like, okay, girls in my area. It's like one bitch. It's like, what? All right, wide search. Girls in my like state, 38. Like, what?
Guys have to pay for that too, right?
Yeah.
This goes further. Number of people who use the Ashley Madison chat system. Men, 11,030,920. Women, 2,400. A lot of dudes being like, where the broads at?
Yeah.
Ladies.
Wow. Is there like a gay Ashley Madison?
Yeah, that's where the money
probably
you link all these dudes up together.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of dude out there needed it that are married, apparently. And now that every state allows gay marriage, there's probably going to be a big need for that for them.
They got Grindr. They're good.
A big uptick in just gay fucking.
So wait, no, that's messed up, Pete. You're saying that they're different.
You gotta limit the gays to one.
Because they're what? They're gay. They only like the random encounter. They can't have a nice relationship on the side.
No, they can. My girlfriend's cousin is on a relationship off that shit. We talked about it this weekend.
Can you really trust?
I was enlightened.
Sounds fishy. Yeah.
Happens though. It does happen.
And crazy. Ashley Madison is not about a relationship. Ashley Madison was about fucking behind
the
your wife's back.
It's the opposite of a relationship, right? It's cheating on whoever you're in a relationship with, right? That's the whole point.
It was in their commercials. If it was listened, like, cheat on your wife today.
No, but if you listened, it was keeping the family together.
Keeping the family together. Yeah. Having an affair.
Yo, we got this house together. Like, you got a good job. So let's just fuck other people.
Yeah, don't put the kids through that.
You should make a profile, too. Just like, fuck other people.
It's their cool. Their symbol should have been a girl snoozing. Sleeping on that man. He's cheating. Google search.
Right. Let's move on. Brian, you love the Amazon, right?
The rainforest?
The website.
.com.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, chop that shit down. Anaconda, stop.
Yeah. Chop down the rainforest. Turn it into an Amazon.com warehouse.
Yes. Little helicopters flying out of there all day.
Why would you want to chop down the rainforest? I just
don't like
just
it. I don't get it. I don't like it.
Not a fan.
Not a fan of it.
Too many bugs.
You know, it's very humid. I'm not toned to humidity.
It's like a wet heat.
Yeah.
Is it the bugs or the jaguars you're afraid of?
We beat them in World War II. I ain't afraid of them.
All right.
That's a... Okay. Right, how would you feel about Amazon.com if they promised to deliver booze to your door within the hour?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
they're my bill's going to go up exponentially, man. Like...
60 minutes or less, residents in Seattle, Bellevue, Redmond, and Kirkland can now get 1 hour delivery of tons of services, including paper towels, wine, and beer.
It's like a keg shows up on your door?
Yeah.
How much does that cost, though?
It doesn't go into the price.
Well, if you have Prime, not that much.
It's called Prime Now. This is a Super Prime. This is Optimus Prime.
I'm getting rooked. There's a better one?
You better get, like, your secretary on that shit, man.
Fucking, where's the email?
How come he hasn't received a memo about this shit?
I know.
Trying to sell me more garbage. I should have at least got an email about it.
That sounds pretty dope, though.
I'm about it.
I'm thinking of a couple depressing nights where I could have used that.
Dude, for real, at the end of the month, I'm going to go use my credit card to meet a client. I'm like, yo, what happened? It's like, well, you spent fucking... like $18,000 on beer being delivered to your house because you're a lazy dick.
I will say, though, I think it's good, man. Like, cut down on the amount of drunk driving.
Yeah, man. Do you think it's delivered by drone or by, like...
Hell no. People would be shooting down drones if there was...
if there was beer damage.
How long until Amazon delivers?
Seems like a mess waiting to happen, yeah.
It's got vodka, get it! Life would be a literal video game.
40s raining down from the sky on people.
Dude, life would be a literal video game if you could shoot down just drones full of beer and cool things from Amazon.
The duck hunt generation would just be like, I've been training for this all my life.
Shotguns would go up being from like $250, $300 to be like... $18,000 pieces of equipment, because those are your Amazon getters.
Your beer catcher.
Beer catcher. Please keep riffing, because your internet's not working. Oh. Oh, here we go. Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
Next story. Mm-hmm. Woman in trouble in Connecticut for vandalizing her cheating boyfriend's car. She believed this guy was cheating with her best friend, so she scratched on the car. Problem is, she couldn't spell. So everyone was wondering... why she was really pissed off at war.
What is it good for, Pete?
Absolutely nothing. Good God.
All right.
It's pretty much that whole story. She Snapchatted this shit.
What was she trying to spell?
Whore.
Yeah. That's not even close.
It's not even close. I thought it was like missing a letter. That's not even close.
Like, I thought it was going to be like H-O-R-E, like dummy. Right.
She then Snapchatted it to a bunch of people, and they ratted on her right quick.
Snitches in the midst.
It's not like she's straight dumb, though, because she knew there was a W.
Yeah, she got there.
What's going on?
There was an R.
War? It's kind of like war?
She should have put a question mark on that shit.
That was something up nice.
We're like W underscore... A underscore.
Did they check for accent marks? Yeah,
can I buy a vowel?
Like, hashtag you're a slut. Like, put that on there.
Like, if you can't spell it.
Sure, it's slat.
Yeah. If you can't spell it, just don't write it. Write something else you know how to spell. Like, dick or...
Cheater.
Or draw a dick.
I don't know if she knows how to spell
cheater.
That's
the ultimate fuck
you.
That's
a CH. Yeah. It's like almost the same thing.
So you gotta draw a big hairy dick on it.
Yeah, just crude drawing.
Maybe a drawing of a dick on the
hairy dick
on the driver's side door, of the dick spraying jizz on the driver.
What if he did something?
Well, that's just a lot of fucking what if hard work, Luke. That's really detailed.
I'm the man for the job.
What if he did something kind of? What if he did something kind of cool, but like so it would like eases away the pain of getting your car keyed? Like you drew an awesome design on it, or like. Him driving on the passenger side, on the driver's side door, where he's like, fucking my car got key.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
So it looks like it's see-through.
Yeah. It's a wizard driving a unicorn. It's awesome. Or you just catching dome. On... Do you think you get a ticket for that if you got a paint on your car, like a girl blowing like your seat?
Probably.
Not if it's keyed in. You could just say it's vandalism.
Man, that's pretty nice vandalism.
Lou's latest venture.
Key Picasso's key out there. I don't know.
All right. Oh, shit.
Keep it.
That was an accident. It's a happy accident.
This is a happy accident. She said like Bob Ross.
Just so you know, Booch, we didn't run to a different segment where Lou just gets a little trigger happy with the old timey songs.
My eyes lit up like Christmas, I tell you.
You weren't ready for the 1920s part?
With Lou on this show, I'm surprised we don't have that.
Right.
Ooh. Now in 20s news. All right, let's... oh, this is a confusing... All right, so a guy lost his nuts. He lost the whole junk, actually. Oh, what threw me about this is a 43-year-old virgin...
Where did he lose it?
Well, we're getting to that, but this is confusing. 43-year-old virgin from Edinburgh, Scotland, named Muhammad Abad.
Why do they got to throw a virgin out there? Why do they got to rat him out?
Right.
Well, because he never...
24-year-old virgin there, yeah.
He lost his dick 37 years ago.
How's that math doesn't even work?
What do you mean? He's just minus.
What?
Okay.
You say he's 24 years
43.
Old. 43. 43.
43.
Oh. Yeah. 43. He lost his dick when he was 7? That's young.
Yeah, I'm looking to see where he lost it. It was like in some sort of terrible.
I remember reading it. You want me to just go?
Oh, he was
it?
Hit by a car and dragged 600 feet. Damn. When he was 6.
You never found that dick.
Just on the nuts.
Oh, I couldn't put that shit back on. He was hitting the dick and dragged by it, apparently.
Like, wouldn't you want a fake dick just so, like, you could at least fucking pretend to do something?
Well, yeah.
I would have bet that he lost his dick at a Bangkok card house, but...
In Edinburgh?
I would have thought to the an trip. Evil wizard.
Wizard?
Yeah.
Evil. That's your answer for everything.
Dude, evil wizard taking little boycotts, dude. Read it. Read about
he
it.
He didn't finish his vegetables.
Read about it? Google that one, guys. Read it.
Look it up.
FBI swarm on
the Wikipedia
house.
Page by Kenny Scally.
I've never put my name on it.
Well, you kind of hit close to the mark of what happened. He has a robot.
Wizards?
No, robot dong.
Oh, man, it's awful.
Why? Like the guy from Sin City?
I guess he's got an 8-inch bionic penis.
8 inches? Why not make it bigger?
Gave himself a good...
8 inches is a good sizable dick.
Yeah, but I mean, no one's that...
Oh, if you're going robo-dick, you want it hydraulically powered and
well, right?
12 and a half?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, because he didn't want girls to be afraid of it. He wanted girls to be impressed.
Just big enough for them to be intrigued, but not too big where they think they're going to get jackhammered to death.
Yeah.
Like, that's a jackhammer feature out of bed.
It's bad enough this thing lights up and shoots steam at the sides.
It's got a fucking one red eye.
So
it looks like Hal.
Is he catching any feeling from this, or is it just like for him?
I'm not sure. He uses it, like, he has a button in his nutsack that actually inflates it.
Oh my god. A button activated dick?
And then that
go gadget cock
fills with fluids from an implant in his stomach. Like, there's an implant in his gut that fills it with something.
This is going... This was funny. Now it's getting real on me.
Yo, next story.
Well, I hate the science of this.
Well, he's looking for love.
Fuck him. Ain't no website for that. Robogenitals.com?
Like. I hope that he finds Craigslist.com.
He can fuck a robot. It'd
I'm
probably be
sure
okay,
there's
right?
a girl out there that'll fuck a robot dick.
8 inches of robot dick.
She's like, wait a minute. You can stay hard for how long? Like, all right.
How much money you make?
Let's just get this guy a Roomba and be done with it.
Fuck, you're so tight, Roomba.
Yeah, he calls it his bang maid.
Like, we can't find a girl that... There's got to be a girl out there that'll fuck this guy.
Oh, what? 100%.
With a Terminator cock.
It sounds like when RoboCop walks.
His cock went back in time to kill Sarah Connor.
Yo, you should give his cock a bad theme song, bro. Like a badass one.
I would just roll out with the Terminator. Show up, like, naked with one knee on the ground.
Press your button and it's like...
Yeah.
And you go up to the girl like, take off your clothes.
I come on you if you want to live.
Right. Too far, Pete.
No. So he's shooting, not far enough.
He's shooting stomach fluid on girls? That's so gross.
We don't know what this mystery fluid is.
It's stomach fluid that he's shooting on
girls. Foul. I need your clothes on the floor.
Suck it.
That wasn't even close to anything you said in the movie.
Hasta la vista.
How about
sulky.
Like something like
did it.
On your back or something like that.
Yeah, remember all those times Arnold said that?
He blows a load.
I'll be back.
He blows a load
on your back.
Yeah.
He blows a load in her eye, he wipes it away, and he's like, I now know why you cry. Deep cut. T2, watch it.
Did anybody say like come with me if you want to come? Or...
No.
I thought I said a more clever version of that.
You should just right. not quit your day job.
Alright, well, what did you contribute, homeboy?
Kept my mouth shut like a smart motherfucker.
Well, he's like, oh, I can't think of anything about diddling kids, so let's move on.
All right, moving on from the team.
The one thing I learned from that little bit was I really want to fuck to that song. Just make it intense.
And it ends in 2 minutes, so it's pretty good for you, bro.
There you go.
You gotta go in super slow-mo, though.
He's only got 2 minutes, man.
Now, Pete's sex album has 2 songs on it.
That and Third Eye Blind.
Yeah.
Third Eye Blind?
That's the deepest cut this show has ever referenced.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It was like from our first episode.
Third Eye Blind?
What, you didn't have a semi-charm kind of life, Dick?
Nah.
Never been so happy to be there. It's like,
right? No?
You're getting that pussy you wanted for a long time, and it's like...
It's like a Mentos commercial.
Yeah.
I'm getting goofy smiles from both of you. I don't, move on, bro.
Ken doesn't know love.
Ken wants to, like have commit a hate crime after that whole segment.
What are you
man?
Talking about?
Very that. Angry.
I just don't like Third Eye Blind all that much.
Hater?
I haven't seen that face since we mentioned Foo Fighters in front of Lou.
Oh, my God. There's very strong stances with 90s bands in this.
Foo Fighters were awesome, though.
Well, he said like they were the greatest rock band alive
right
now.
He used the
right
word
now.
Rock god.
That's not what I said. I said he's our greatest living rock star because he's the only guy still out doing shit.
What about fucking, I don't know, say Mick Jagger?
That's what I said.
He's 150.
Bro.
That's what I said.
Still blows Dave Grohl away. Still,
yeah.
I'm talking
still rock.
In terms of like modern doing
first of all,
something.
That guy would come here right now. Snort like 3 grams of cocaine off the table and outdrink you at like 75.
I would want.
Like, who is this old lady that's killing it?
I actually, Steven Tyler is a badass. I would actually pay good money for that to happen. Mick Jagger kicks the door down, snorts a bunch of shit.
Yeah, right. He does his little line of coke, does a little cock walk.
Cock walks out of the room. Hell yeah. In further dick news, send me a lot of dick news.
It was a dick-heavy week, man.
Heavy dick week, you mean?
This one's just terrible, though.
Flop.
2 unlicensed doctors are facing charges for performing botched surgery on a man's junk, leaving it mutilated.
How mutilated?
Just a serious injury.
Like, if we're talking about, you know, like at a 80-degree angle, we're talking about 45-degree.
I'm looking for it.
Is he peeing on his stomach?
That shit probably looks like a foot now.
What if he linked it up like sausage?
Oh, here it is. The victim's penis is now incredibly small, yet very swollen, and the skin around the shaft has been removed and is raw.
Why the fuck are we talking about all these terrible penis stories?
That doctor did a number on that guy.
These ones aren't even funny.
Here's the
it's
thing.
Like, oh, that's so terrible.
Hey, you said he wanted smaller and more hurtful? All right, we can hook him up.
He wanted what we call the full useless.
Wow.
These are... Look, this is, yeah, we're going to move on from that. I'm scrolling through some of these stories now. They're not all winners. We're gonna skip this one about old
like
people.
Like which one? What was that old people one?
They ate wedding cake.
Oh,
they ate wedding cake.
This
that's interesting.
Well, since you didn't,
I'll read the headline.
The sugar was too much. They didn't like it.
Couple eats bites of unrefrigerated wedding cake every year for over 60 years. That's how they celebrate their anniversary, and it's gross.
That's how they keep their young blood in them. They sacrifice a child and put it in the wedding cake.
Let's skip ahead to the Japanese. You want to do the Japanese? They're always fun.
Yes, the Japs, let's do it.
Japanese restaurant is having trouble selling their new poo-flavored curry.
Hey, what's the difference? It's just that Indian food's not that popular in Japan.
Right.
It's not actual poop. Ingredients like green tea, bitter gourd, and cocoa powder that when combined looks and tastes similar the poop.
Not a chef.
How do you know what poop tastes like?
I'm getting to that.
Not a chef, but I feel if you get rid of the bitter gourd, clean that right up. make that really good.
Where is
John
it?
John actually is a chef. John, what do you think about that?
It does seem like the one out of place ingredient in that situation.
It's like delicious pepper, ripe tomato, bitter gourd.
The best part
of tasting drink.
The best part is they serve this in basically a little bowl shaped like a toilet.
Why did Japanese gotta be like?
Wait, hold on a second.
That's such a popular thing in Japan. I don't understand why. It's so many things served in toilet bowl shaped things.
You wouldn't take a toilet bowl shaped drink. I would take that.
Not if it's poo flavored curry.
Give me like a zombie. Where
like soft serve ice cream and stuff. It's hilarious. Interesting fascination.
You walk in there at the beginning of the night. Like, am I in the beginning of my night? The end of my night? What the fuck is going on? Why am I headfirst in this curry filled fucking toilet?
Here's the part of the story that I found just the grossest. It's the brainchild of Ken Shimizu.
That sounds like you.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
Transpose some of those letters.
Wait.
I got all this fucking Turnburger money, dude.
I need an alias. Shimizu.
It's Japanese for poop. He designed this to remind people that he also had another line of work as a male porn actor who ate feces on camera.
Ick.
Why do you need a reminder of that when you're eating?
Yeah, seriously.
Honest question.
It's so you know that the taste is authentic. The guy knows what it tastes like.
Honest question. What's the bottom line on how much it would take you to eat a piece of your poop?
Are we talking...
Mine?
Yeah.
My own?
Your own poop.
Oh, dude, my body already rejected that. I don't want to put that back in me.
Like, how much money are we talking about?
My body already rejected that.
How big a piece and how blank the chick?
Yeah.
Like a log and... and you know, it's your minimum. Like, when you're just like, you know what? I'll eat shit for that.
Am I allowed to pee?
I don't think I could... Yeah.
You gotta keep, like the hot dog eating contest, you gotta keep it down for like 10 minutes.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. If you gotta keep it down, I don't think I could do it.
Nah,
I'm not even sure I would even try.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah, that money would just go to the hospital bill after I became septic.
It would take me like a day to come up with a figure, I feel, but I get a figure out there, and I'd probably do it.
Can you garnish it, or...
Garnish? Nah, I just gotta...
You can't put, like, some Frank's Red Hot on there?
What did I eat the day before?
Frank's Red Hot wouldn't make it better, Luke.
What did I eat the day before?
Shit on every shit.
What did you eat the day before, Pete? It's really... The person who's paying you gets to choose. So you can have a nice person, it's like, you know, some oatmeal.
A lot of greens.
Or you get like a mean person, like chicken wings and beer.
Yes. White Castle.
White Castle and jalapeno peppers and...
some Chipotle.
With a spoon.
Coors Light.
Oh, God. Ken, that was disgusting.
Well, to be fair, that one you might have to eat with a spoon.
I was going to say, at that point, it's soup.
Oh, I'd much rather... Yo, again...
Soup is now ruined.
Again, I'd much rather have the log.
Possibly...
The soup would take so much longer. It'd be so much terrible.
Oh, man.
I've
never wanted to vomit in this room more than I do right now.
It's bad. It's no good.
And the next story is not going to help.
What is going on with the story?
The Japanese love poop so much.
Why are we still... Are we still on the Japs?
Yes.
The
Japanese...
They built a...
They do it like your baseball.
They have a science museum where they have an exploration of human waste, how it's disposed of, and what the toilets of the future must achieve. And basically, kids go down this fun-filled slide wearing a poo hat.
I kind of like their outlook, though. Like, what do our things that we make have to achieve? You know, like what, like our nanogenics, like toast need to achieve to toast up bread.
Toilets of the future. What does that even mean? Like,
well, you poop on a river and it just delicately takes your poop.
The only thing I can even think of is
throws
like,
it into the clouds.
Toilet of the future. Like, they take the concept of the movie Looper, and they're sending all their shit into the past.
Pooper.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, but then like you just something bad would happen, and like your present would be all jacked by that duty monster you threw in the past.
Alright, I believe you, because you are the strongest fucking fan of Looper that we've ever come across.
I want to say that with all that E. coli bacteria around, you ended mankind.
Like, the second you started throwing the poop back there,
people are getting viciously sick.
Get Back to the Future and it's just 12 monkeys.
What if you just have like 6 million people defecating your planet? You're gonna die pretty quick, man.
I think we skipped over something vital here, dude. Did you say the Japanese are trying to float their turds up to the clouds?
Yeah, man. That's the future of toilets. That's what they need to achieve just to get out.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
They.
That's poop rain.
That sounds like poop rain.
Yeah.
That's chocolate rain. It's
chocolate rain.
Oh, it's not going to be something like vicious like poop rain. It's be like on a conveyor belt to the sky, you know, just leave our atmosphere.
And it gets taken away to heaven? What are you thinking it does?
That's how Japanese people aspire to poop.
Poop for the stars.
Yeah, launch the poop into space.
No, don't launch anything. Gently guide it up there.
So attach it to a balloon. Yeah.
Gently guide
if it's Japanese, that thing is on a nimbus or something.
A lot of symbols.
Well, if you want to know what their poo ride consists of, you put on your poo hat. It's like a swirly brown foam hat. And there you're greeted by cartoon.
They're poops. Actually just the Green Bay Cheeseheads is painted brown.
Painted brown. But you're greeted by cartoon poops who are singing. You get interactive toilets that guide
what
them
through
lessons. What
the hell is an interactive toilet?
You sit on the toilet and it talks to you.
It's like, boo.
Gives you lessons about what feces
like,
are made
no,
of.
No, don't do that to me. No!
Okay, you're choking me. No, I'm just playing, guy. You taste great. Yeah, I can't poo like this. It's too much.
There's an exhibit of different toilets from around the world and different kinds of stool.
Oh, Christ.
This is the same country that just a little while ago we had, did the story, I think, of the mysterious great adventure of the body, the big...
Oh, yeah, with the child's asshole.
You walked into the butthole of the statue. And
yeah. Just
Japan.
Mm-hmm. And they're not beating
Street
that
Fighter right there.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't finish reading these. There's
Do they also just say Japan it. For E-Honda, too?
Yeah.
It was like, Japan, do...
Did they differentiate for Ken and Guile?
Yeah.
USA.
That's true.
Army base, USA.
Well, I think we'll be done with the news because your internet is not being my friend today.
Thank God.
Oh, we had some good ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want me to just explain to you how my poop went this morning?
Let me see if I can pull it
wrap this up.
On my end.
We had non-poop and dick-related stories
right.
to get
to. You want me to talk to you about how my dick is right now and,
well,
and
Ken,
how my
every
poop
morning.
Was this morning?
Drinks a big thing of coffee and eats a bran muffin and then takes his morning glory at work because he wants to stick it to him.
Put that Terminator music back on.
Yeah, I don't flush.
You don't feel his up and down. The paper shuffling.
I'm not a savage. I have a phone.
Lou, you have any luck there?
He has the highlights app.
Slow as fuck, but I think I might be able to bring it up.
Ken has the highlights app on his phone. He likes to read when he poops.
That shit's awesome.
No one ever can finish the puzzle before he can in the highlights
Dude,
app.
No way.
It's like, what's different between the two pictures?
Look at that cat with the black ring around its eye. You ain't tricking me, you son of a bitch. Trying to wear a fucking roller skate, too.
That cat's wearing a helmet.
Oh, man. Yeah, the word jumble, too. I get that shit all the time, too. Great word searches.
It's not... No, it's not showing up.
Yeah, you're into
There were some good ones, too.
Crap that on
Even
us.
Some video game-related stuff.
Boots is still on Skype, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Very unusual.
Oh, I got one.
What do you got?
All right. Boise, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Sheriff's deputies have interviewed more than a dozen girls named Destiny trying to crack a vandalism case where someone spray-painted a prom invitation on a cliffside.
It seems a little advanced for anyone named Destiny.
Yeah, it says Destiny? Prom? Question mark?
You should get those two guys from fucking True Detective Season 1 to figure that one out. It's pretty specific.
It's like, yo, baby, Destiny, drive by that cliffside. Got a message for you over there.
Quarter hour cost you $150. I don't think these bitches know anything, man.
That's the thing that blew my mind about this story. They managed to find 12 bitches called Destiny in this one place?
Yeah,
Idaho is rife
club.
With destinies.
Right, Idaho.
It was a strip
surprised
club,
there wasn't more in Idaho, honestly.
Oh, wait, I pulled up another one. The internet gave me another story here. Oh, and it's a poop story.
I think we shot our wad on poop today.
Yeah, dude.
You don't want to hear about the Portland pooper?
That was well, like that's a good point. Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's... that means you blew a load in her ass.
Whoa. All right.
So you don't want to hear about the Portland pooper. It's a serial pooper.
Like,
The menace to
like, is it a sexy serial pooper?
No, he just poops on things.
On things?
What, did he Triumph, the insult comic dog?
There's a couple in schools, one in a park. Yeah, they gave him a name. Portland Pooper.
How did they know it was him? DNA test? DNA test proved that it was the same poop?
Now, he's very consistent.
They're like, this smells the same to me.
I like the term they
Look
use.
Look how round and perfect they are.
Yeah.
Come on, this guy knows what he's doing.
He got a perfect doo-doo swirl. Clearly his calling card.
He leaves it on an ice cream cone.
Perfect cone.
I like the term they use, though, of offensive littering.
Hmm. Oh, is anything else considered offensive littering? If I pee?
Probably.
Is that offensive? What if I shoot a snot rocket?
Kind of offensive.
Put you a load on the street.
I'd much rather see someone peeing than shooting snot rockets. I get the peeing. Like, sometimes you just can't hold it. Shoot a snot rocket? It's like, motherfucker, dude. Like, get out of my Oh, I hate you. Dirty motherfucker.
What?
You look like a snot rocket guy.
You look like a guy who pees on the sidewalk.
I am a guy who pees on the sidewalk. I get that. I said that on the podcast already.
All right. How's this for offensive? Subway customer found maggots in her sandwich.
Yeah, well, I guess it's better than rape.
Not going to top that.
Move it on.
Oh, man.
All right, I think we may be done here. I'm not pulling up.
Oh, here we go. I got the last one on here.
Lou's got it. Read it off.
All right. Boston police arrest two Pokemon players after apparent gun threat against the World Championships.
She gets real, man. You got to have them all. You got to catch them all.
Exactly.
Cheap bastard used a Charizard.
I know you guys don't like to do all my little art projects for you, but please, someone draw... Ash Ketchum in the Scarface thing, and with it's like you got what was that blimp saying the whole time? It's like the world's yours. It's like you have them all.
Caught them all.
You caught them all.
It's him in black and white holding a Pokeball.
Yeah, it's Brock with the fucking the butler suit. Like, I didn't catch any of them, man.
That one might actually be fun.
Team Rocket in the background, just like the urns.
Oh, dark.
That's the line.
Yeah,
there's not much more to this. It's just two dudes.
Oh, and then
up.
For the last part of my Scarface thing, remember that girl they were palling around with? I forget her name.
Misty,
man, she is the Michelle Pfeiffer of that. She's just doing blow, all fucked up.
She's all jacked up on cold googly eyes.
Yeah, in the background. That's what I want from you guys. Might be a little epic.
Money, women, Pokemon.
Yes.
Wow. I think we got a print for this year.
Yeah. See if I can wrap that up by October.
Yeah. All right, but that's basically it.
That's it for the news.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So, quick break?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back with some Boulder Dash?
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show.
Mischief. Mayhem.
Favorite position.
Anal. Here's a money shot from the Force.
Thanks for adding to the show, guys. It goes great.
I love when the show gets derailed and there's awkward silence. That's the best part.
Expect the impossible.
I thought we'd defend incest. They're ugly and no one else wants to fuck them, so why not let their brother fuck them?
See, I don't recommend getting hookers from the dollar store because they don't really have teeth anymore.
Even better. One obsessed host.
This, in my opinion, is just once. It's once a week for an hour and a half, and you just sit down and just fucking not be ADD for 2 seconds.
A star.
Luke, is it a wicked inch, though?
Is that a way? I mean, you put 300 pounds behind a thumbtack, you're still going to do some fucking damage. A pothead.
I like to smoke pot.
And a guy that asks too many fucking questions.
If you guys just answer the questions, then it's not a big deal. Just answer the question.
Or you could just shut up.
Or you could just answer the question.
Only Sin City itself could bring you a show that tips the scale of our PC pussy world the other direction. Bold and belligerent. Listen on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever else you listen to shit.
Hello?
Hello, Emma.
Oh, hello, Satan. What's going on?
Well, I was thinking that since we both work for the Lo-Fi Show, maybe we could do something together. I mean, not necessarily for the show. Just on our own.
Are you trying to ask me out on a date?
Satan does not ask people out on dates. I was just curious to see if your wet snatch could put out the flames of my fiery cock.
I'm guessing that there's probably a better way to say that.
How about you go out with me or I burn your entire family?
Jesus, you're almost as sick as Tony B and Nat. But I like your persistence. Okay, let's go out. Bring some asbestos condoms.
I don't think they make...
What's that?
Never mind. I'll be over in a bit.
Listen to the Lo-Fi Show live at 2 p.m. Mountain Time on Sundays on Mixlr or go to thelofishow.com to find out what's wrong with these guys. Follow them on Twitter at the Lo-Fi Show. Do it or Satan will torch your entire family after he fucks you with his flaming cock.
All right, who's ready for some Boulder Dash?
Let's do this thing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Boulder Dash. Boulder Dash.
Boulder Dash.
Fuck you.
Come in to rape your motherfucking brain, yeah.
Boulder Dash.
Fuck you.
Gonna make you laugh your dick off.
Pain of Black is here to prove that you can laugh so hard you'll sploo.
Boulder Dash.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck Boulder Dash.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Ooh. Use the bold and belligerent today.
Yeah, yeah, great song courtesy of Bold and Belligerent Podcast. They're wild lot, motherfuckers over there.
Appreciate it. You playing the Casa Mirth behind us?
Yeah, I'm definitely throwing that in.
I liked it.
It was nice, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Lou?
Yeah.
You won last week.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to pick who goes first.
Kenny.
Kenny goes first.
You only won because I wasn't here.
Where are we inserting Booch?
He's going to go in the empty chair here. So, Booch, you go after Brian, who goes after Ken.
All right.
All right. So, Ken, your word to define. Yeah. Pathetic.
Pathetic? It's a chick that's got no butt. One of those flat ass girls. Pathetic.
Yeah. Them pathetic white bitches.
Yeah, look at that pathetic chick over there. It's a black word from the 70s, obviously.
That pathetic honky. Cats?
Repeat?
Pathetic.
Pathetic is how Mike Tyson says pathetic.
I found the pathetic.
Pathetic, man. Oh, I love these biffins. Bidgins? Pigeons, yes.
Pigeons. All right, Booch, we're up to you. Pathetic.
Pathetic. Damn, I'm kind of lost on this one, honestly. I'm going to pass on this one.
All right, we'll go to Lou.
All right, pathetic. Damn. I guess that's when you got a buttload of diabetes. You're not diabetic, you're pathetic. Buttload.
If you have a high sugar intake, you pathetic individual.
That sentence. Definitely. Yeah. You're a pathetic individual.
They got rid of that term. People didn't like it.
It's really accusing, you know?
I'm not pathetic, I just like candy.
Who is that guy?
This is the guy getting called pathetic, man. It's regular Joe who likes candy.
I like that character.
Yeah.
All right, Bruce, last call before we score the points. You got anything in the meantime there?
No, I'm still totally lost. Those were good, though. Those were very good.
All right, so I'm going to award the point kind of like Kenny's.
For real?
I did.
Man, I'm going to have to pass my point off on to Brian.
I was going
to
say, like...
Really? You guys felt that strongly about the Mike Tyson?
Oh, I love the Mike Tyson.
I'll call myself outvoted.
Nah, it's up to you, man. I did like Mike Tyson.
You're the judge.
Yeah.
Man. All right, fine.
Pathetic. Pigeons are pathetic.
The Tyson was very good, honestly.
It's true, though. It's just, that's the right answer.
It is. It is.
The right answer, isn't it?
All right, Brian.
Yes.
You start this round.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Cyril Demian? And while you think, pathetic is actually pretending to care.
Huh.
Use that in your daily life. Cyrildemia.
Cyrildemia is a bad guy serial character that tries to take all the sugar out of that shit. He's
still on that pathetic shit.
A vegan pussy, and he tries to take all the fun out of things, man. Like, it doesn't stop at cereal.
He changes frosted flakes just to flakes.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I like your flakes. Just take the cut, not the X.
Y'all weren't
oh,
here.
So dry, not sugary.
You weren't here to see it, but he definitely did like a jacking off motion, like.
But it sucks in because he's taking the sugar away.
All right, Booch, you're up. Cyril Demia.
I don't know. The answer I had before was, he sounds to me like a Cyrildemia, like a redneck scientist who, I don't know, invented some kind of new disease that turns people into, I don't know, cornflakes or something.
Cocoa Puffs, kid. For his slave army.
No.
He said Southern.
Yo, he's onto something. He's turning them into subpar cereal, dude. Just
I kind of like it.
Wow.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
I dig it.
He's dressed like the guy from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, absolutely.
Sanders, yeah.
The Colonel.
But he has a light, he's got a light coat and a frosting, you know what I mean? Like,
and he's got the Captain Crunch hat on.
Yeah.
He needs a scar.
Absolutely.
He needs a scar and a bad lip, I think, too.
Well, I mean, that's assumed, I say, right?
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, Lou, we're up to you.
All right.
Cyrildemia.
This is the... third best rapper alive, right behind KZ.
Oh, damn.
That's how I got my eye on, man.
He goes by Cyril. And his catchphrase is Cyril Dick in your mouth.
Cyril Dick in your mouth. It's like, yo, Cyrildemia, that doesn't make any sense. Don't need to, I'm a rapper.
Exactly. He's spitting that fucking. That Dylon hot fire.
All right, Ken. Cyrildemia.
Cyrildemia is the Muslim Santa Claus.
Oh,
instead of presents, he brings bad tidings.
Your first virgin.
Repentance and
there'll be 76 more coming your way, kid.
Sabotage plans.
No. This is a good guy. Not their guy.
The blueprint to a fuselage.
What?
Cyrildemia.
He gives him Arab Call of Duty where you play as the opposite side. He's just trying to fight these G.I. Joes all day.
Like World War fucking 2 AK-47s.
You know, just saying that, though, Arab Call of Duty must be dumb hard when you gotta get killed by all the fucking American weapons that drop on you. It's like you never get one of the bonuses.
Just constant
it's like
nukes.
Bonus! RPG!
Bonus!
It's not fair, we don't have drones!
Your bullet came close.
So you unlock a fodder. A bunch of guys look just like you, run around the board, and they shoot at them first.
That would be so unfun. Your only offensive thing would be digging holes. Like,
you're like fucking Mole Man.
Yeah, your kill to death is going to hell playing that squad.
All right, so now to award that point. Now, between two of them, between Booch and Kenny. I'm going to go with Booch on that one, because that's funny. Right.
I liked it.
Well, I would hope that you went with Booch. It's funny and he's not paying you off or
I'm going with Booch, because I can't remember your threes.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Booch, we're actually going to skip you for this round. You're going to go last in this one. Just for your sake, this is the toughest one. And lose an old experienced master of the initials. What do the initials HCC stand for? HCC.
Oh, man. It's a porn industry term. It's when you're holding that chocolate cock.
Holding chocolate cock.
Because BBC is getting a little played out, so.
The HCC is the wave of the future.
Wow. Looking for equality, all right?
That's a two-hand HCC.
It's especially popular on Easter time.
Kenny.
I can't get over that holding chocolate cock. That's what I'm seeing with HCC right now. Fuck, man. HCC. Fucking pervert, cunt, calloused.
Oh. That's what happens after the HCC gets involved.
It's an old, beat-up fucking porn star. Woman porn star. You.
Damn.
Oof.
Her pussy's like a fucking miner's hands.
This is the pussy of a working woman.
It's like the desert, dude. Sticking your dick in the desert.
Like beat up leather.
Two lips look like two dried up beetles.
Yeah, man. Shriveled dates.
Right. Brian, HCC.
HCC, you ever see a girl and you're just like, damn, man. A Margot Robbie type. A highly coveted cunt.
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what you did there.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, when she walked out in the middle of Wolf of Wall Street, just buck naked, he was like, game's changed now. You have to come back to the working board, Jay. The game has changed.
I covered that cut now.
And now she's going to be, what's it?
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn. That's a lot of jack-off fantasies going on.
A lot going on. Comic-Con's going to be filled with that this year. Like,
oh, can I take a picture with you, Harley Quinn?
There's a lot of lower quality versions of that.
Much lower quality. Harry Bush version.
We may
of that.
Have to replace Dumpy Poison Ivy this year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, Boot, you're up. HCC.
Alright, HCC. Maybe. Alright, so HCC is. It's a phone app for. It's a phone app for priests so they can date. It stands for a hot Christian clergyman.
Oh, man.
And it's so they can get together, you know, behind the, you know. Were they married to God or something, right?
That's $1 million.
That's the Vatican pulling their nets again, got another cash grab with these priests.
God's Tinder.
Oh, man.
I mean, it keeps them away from the kids. That's all that matters, right? That's all that matters.
I bet you the only thing the Pope really says in Italian is another day, another dollar. All business, that man.
Is this from Venezuela?
I can keep track with these people.
With these people.
Like 12 days to pick a new guy. Yeah. That's a good amount of time to pick the leader of your whole thing.
Fortnite.
They're in there like, who did it with these kids? Who's touched the least kids in this group of guys?
You're out of here. Okay, now we got the real priest.
Now the real men are together.
Yeah.
Pick a guy.
All these fakers and pretenders outside.
Huh. That's another tough one.
I
gotta tell you, I'm still. I like Lou's still. Holding chocolate facts so far.
Definitely a good one.
I like the 8.5 myself.
The 8.5 was pretty
sweet. I think that's $1 million idea, personally.
You would like the 8.5. Kenny the Pope?
He said, No.
Yo, Lou, true story, this is what he was in trouble for diddling for. He was diddling diddlers. He's a diddler diddler.
I'm the diddler, dude. Come on.
He's what Ned Flanders was talking about.
His worst nightmare.
All right, Ken, you're going to start this round off. What's the plot of the movie? The Gentle Sex. And before you answer, Cyril Demia invented the accordion, and HCC is the Hubcap Collectors Club.
Mm-hmm.
Good shit.
Hubcap is one word, huh?
Yep. Compound word. Ken, The Gentle Sex.
The Gentle Sex is a movie about just a fucking nice group of homosexuals that fucking blow everyone's minds with the good deeds that they do.
Okay, all right. They're just philanthropists.
Oh, I like that. That's nice. That's a warm family moment.
Yeah, they're just the gentle sex.
Wow, that was made for that. Okay. Brian, The Gentle Sex
is what Courtney labeled a Lou's home sex tape.
Oh, man.
Yeah!
He can't drop that mic, but he sure as hell wants
to. Slap it to the ground. Get it out of my face.
I'm not denying it. All right.
You know I'm getting that point, because regardless of what happens, he's going to know that I made fun of you.
Sometimes I like to take it easy, all right?
Most times.
It's very, just a nice, easy talker. You just had a cup of Sanka.
All times.
It's rubber hair.
I'm an easygoing guy. They call me
right.
Easy Lou.
You drink old people coffee.
Sanka.
If it's not in that yellow brick, I don't want it.
That's why we call him Sweet Lou. It's easier than calling him Gentle Sex.
G.S. Lou.
Oh, that's the Gangsta Squad? No, stands for Gentle Sex.
G.G. Lou. G.G.S. Lou. Gentle sex.
Yeah, I need the extra gentle.
DG
Lou. 2XG Lou, bro.
DGS Lou. Double gentle sex Lou.
Give him 2 G's worth of gentle right there.
Lou's unfazed. He's enjoying.
Lou's like, it's all being cut, guys. Yuck it up. No.
I'm all about it, man. I don't care.
You motherfuckers exerting calories.
You ever hear that song? It's like, lay back. That's what I do. Just lay back and relax, homie.
Well, what was the next line? With your mind on your money and your money on your mind.
Well, I didn't listen that far.
Lou, you had to listen to the second part. No. That's why he was laid back.
Lou's still in his pajama pants being laid back, though.
Exactly.
Stop talking about all that money.
And then his wife runs over. With your mind on your money and your money on your mind. No, nah.
You ain't there.
Just laid back.
I'm still laid
get
back.
Get out of my son.
Still laid back.
All right, Booch, The Gentle Sex. What's the plot?
The plot. It's more. To me, it sounds like more of a like a PSA, public service announcement type movie, video, instructional video, to teach overly aggressive thrusters. You know, like sexual partners that just don't know how to relax. You know, just too much.
Soft thrust.
Yeah, just gentle, relax, and take it back a notch.
They just put on some Marvin Gaye and.
Yeah, that's it. It sets the mood, the whole thing.
It's like, instead of saying take it, bitch, say accept it.
Yeah.
It'll calm your whole mood down.
All right. Lou?
The Gentle Sex.
The Gentle Sex.
Well, you know what, guys? It's my home port.
All right. This is about... this is actually a Mormon porn, The Gentle Sex, where they get on top of each other. They only have a hole cut out in the briefs. They do just
in their mystical underwear.
They shuffle a little bit. They just gyrate.
I'm not gonna lie. See, Booch can't see the visual aid, but
it's like Charlie Murphy in the Hate Squad.
I think I'm in. That's my leg. That's my leg.
Yep. They just went, oh, too late. It's done.
Can they put holes in their magic underwear?
We'll try again tomorrow.
We'll have a kid next month.
Well, like, I imagine the underwear have, like, the slots, like the... You pull them across.
Oh, no. You can get in there at any point. It's got to be super, super, super spy-worthy technology.
The Mormons have everything.
Yeah. That's a good point.
And that's how the priest described the clergy boys' outfits. Like, you can get in there at any point, right? That's how we want them. Yeah. A lot of access.
Why do you think PJs back then had the butt flap?
The Vatican is like, pants need to be like this. For young men.
There's no reason to keep that bottom covered up at all. No reason. Don't be crazy. Just give it a little flap. Let it air.
You can't show God your morning glory? What?
I don't want a pair of pants with my butt flaps down. I'm not going to lie. Would you allow that? Actually, why am I even asking? I'm getting a pair of pants with my butt flaps down. If you don't like it, you can fucking stay in your room.
I would take pants with both flats, front and back.
I would do the same.
Who wants to go right through just like urinals? Like, pop, 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 pop. Instead of unzipping, unbuttoning, reaching in, grabbing out. It's just a lot of work. Just unbutton.
Two buttons. Pop, pop.
Fuck yeah.
You might have a point with the front and the back.
We're suckers.
Yeah, dude. You never get swamp ass again.
It's a good invention.
Start getting a little hot in the butt.
And I actually want to, Lou, I have to talk to you. I want to add your invention, the
snowball.
Snowballs, put them in my button flap. Icy cold nuts, free to pee, you're good.
It's almost too convenient. All right, let's dole out that point. How do you not? Brian's. Led to a vicious.
Oh, my
vicious
sex mess. Tape.
Yes.
Yeah.
To that vicious assault.
He didn't get the right point, though. If he had said minute sex, then...
After that joke, Lou...
You can't put all your adjectives in the title.
After that joke, Lou, he was supposed to put this on our, you know, on iTunes. He's going to blow this up to World Star.
The movie The Gentle Sex is actually about seven women who try to prove that they can make it in the army. I knew that would tickle Brian.
Yeah.
A lifetime original shit fest.
It's a porno, right?
You keep waiting for them to take their tops off, and it never happens.
Seven women in the army sounds like a porno.
All women cast. This should be good.
All right, I think Brian's up.
Yep.
Law question: in the state of California, it is illegal to peel.
Before you key.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, I get it.
No more sweets for you, because you're never going to get laid if you keep eating sweets.
Illegal to pee. Okay. Mm-hmm. Booch, state of California, you live there. It's illegal to peel.
To peel a blonde lady's spray tan off. I don't know.
What are they, like lizards?
It sounds like a violent act.
I mean, you're not far off. Pretty much like lizards.
Grab her excess skin. She's terribly gross. Fuck her.
The thing I think of is like, if you let a coffee sit for a little too long.
You get that weird skin.
Yeah, they just get sprayed so much you can just take it off.
They're like, ew, man.
Soup skinned people.
Just fucking that's gross. What kind of dirty coffee are you drinking?
You never let a coffee sit for a
Sanka.
Minute.
Sanka!
I let coffee sit for a minute.
You're Sanka's shitty coffee.
I'm not eating the skin.
What? I don't have coffee. Coffee's a liquid, guy.
Nobody accused you of eating the skin.
Ain't like Jello or pudding or. It's coffee.
I didn't say, like, I waited an hour before I took a sip. I just said, have you ever noticed?
No, you're obviously it's much longer than an hour, Lou. Talking like a 2 days later. Ooh, coffee.
Well,
toxins in my mouth.
Cuts it with a fork and knife.
All right, well, how about fuck yourself?
I accept that. It's fine. But I don't accept you assuming that people take chunks out of their coffee via spoon. Like, it's a you thing.
All right, Lou. In the state of California, it's illegal to peel
oranges in front of the Mexicans. They want to discourage that behavior of buying them on the roadside.
It's like, it's a metaphor. It's like, don't try to, you can be here, but don't try to get in.
It's essentially, don't feed the bears for immigrants.
Don't feed the Mexicans. Is that what you're trying to say, Lou? Don't feed the Mexicans?
Yeah, essentially. I'm on this Donald Trump kick.
Can you spare some arroz? Give me some pollo so I can make the arroz con pollo.
The extent of Brian's Latin knowledge.
Yeah, I know those two words.
Right.
It's rice and chicken. Well, con's with, actually. That's a little something you didn't know.
Yeah, I used to watch...
I'm learning so much.
I used to watch Sábado Gigante all the time, right? And, sad news, it's actually going off the air.
I heard that.
But I always used to, like, laugh my ass off when they'd advertise something like Captain Crunch, and they'd be like, Captain Crunch! Con crunch berries.
Like, yes!
Why wouldn't they be with Crunch?
That's fucking brilliant.
That's how they're served. That's how they're served best.
The original one just cut your mouth.
It's like if you were served.
What did they do when there was Oops All Berries?
It's too much. I don't like it. Not
they probably fucking confetti went everywhere. They got the jester coming out.
What kind of cereal put Oops right in the title?
Oops All Berries is what they throw at gay weddings.
Should belt him with crunch berries.
Just fucking oops,
oops all berries.
Like DJ oops all berries shit. Episode. It's like, they're just like
what? DJ eats that shit. I know.
He's crunch berry.
Oops.
Not black berries. Crunch berry.
That's probably why I ate it so much.
This is like an illegal fucking cereal.
I was laughing my
Mexican,
ass off.
Dude.
He's Puerto Rican.
I'm gonna forget Lou's answer with some bullshit about oranges and just focus on crunch berries.
Lou's people came over here on door instead of foot. That's the difference.
We're seafaring.
Yes.
Water Mexicans.
Water Mexicans.
You're sea Mexicans. Sea Cousins.
Okay, you're up. In the state of California, it's illegal to peel.
To peel your dick out in public.
Surprised that didn't come up sooner.
If you got those Brian Katz copyright, it's PJs.
Slash Lou Figueroa. No, we got the cooling system in there.
You got those PJs. There's no peeling. There's this unveiling.
I know, because buttons are too hard to get back on if you're drunk. So the new model just Velcro. Has Velcro.
Velcro.
You can
here
hear
at
it.
Figueroa Cats Technologies, we're always cutting edge with the needs of whipping your dick out.
Right. You can paste a piece of Velcro on when you're fucked up.
It's no longer zip flop. It
but buttons.
Flop.
Flop. A lot more letters. It's a little confusing.
That's peeling your dick out.
Yeah. Peeling your dick out, and it's a full circle. We're back here.
I honestly, like, I feel wrong giving the point to Lou for crunch berries because it had nothing to do with anything. But I really enjoyed that conversation. End of card one. Boot, you actually start this round.
All right.
So you got to define this word.
Okay.
Scuppernong.
Scuppernong?
Scuppernong.
Scuppernong. I got nothing again. I got nothing. I'm going to pass this one again.
All right. Lou?
Definitions are not my thing.
We'll come back to you.
Scuppernong to Lou. All
right. I got to... fall back on the Mexicans again. The first time they ever heard of Superman was just like, eh. Like, a scuppernong, arriba! It's a plane.
They pronounce it scuppernong.
That was the Carlos Mencia of Balderdash jokes, Lou.
What? Who did I steal that from?
I was saying like this racist Mexican, but he's.
Oh, I thought you meant I stole the joke.
No. I would never accuse you of stealing jokes.
Because that's a Carlos Mencia thing to do.
True.
I thought if I went like
I'm sorry, George Lopez.
Oh, George Lopez.
I'm sorry.
That's the one. Yes, I'll take that.
All right,
Kenny. Scoopernong.
Scoopernong is the knockoff Tupperware company. It's called Scoopernong. Sold in 99-cent stores. It's very cheap. The tops sometimes don't come with the right bottom. This is ugly colors like browns.
The bowl is square, but the lid is circled.
Like, what the fuck?
Who makes hexagonal Tupperware?
What was it, Pete?
Scuppernong.
Scuppernong is the North Korean Che Guevara. He's fighting for freedom, and he's got a shitty name.
As they do in
Jappy
North Korea.
Shitty name, man.
Jappy in North Korea.
Oh, a legendary hero, Scuppernong.
Scuppernong. It takes up way more room than the Che, so the poses are all fucked up. Not to mention he's a big fat Korean guy. So, I mean.
The poster has an extra strip of paper coming off it to fit the name. It's like masking taped on.
And just like Kim Jong-un, like, lies to the people, he lies to the rebels, like, how good it's going. Like,
do they all have the same haircut as him?
It's even weirder. They have the same pube cut as him. It's just like, wear your hair like you want to wear your hair, but your dick's gotta be decorated like my dick.
That's a Scuppernong.
Scuppernong, it's called.
Lightning bolts?
And it's not a lightning bolt. It's just one big spearhead that just grows larger.
Yeah, it ain't the SS, man.
Yeah. Hey, look, man, they pride themselves on their just absolutely flawless pubic hair, man. Like, what do you want from me?
That's I believe it.
That's a North Korean thing.
You know, I know that's not a thing, but it feels like it might be a thing.
Yeah, I think it is a thing.
Like, their sport, other than, you know, sport, this is like wherever they play over there, is nice pubic hair. It's like they show it off.
Are you accusing them of having one singular sport?
It just has, yeah, no. They play sport.
In Korea, we play sport.
Here's the thing. They don't know how to play anything, and they're not good at anything. They just have money, so they bought all the, like, dicks and just sending shit
they
there.
They don't have money.
Well, the leader has money, not the people.
One guy has money.
Yeah, but that's why they play one sport. It's just all the equipment.
The sports combined.
Yeah.
It's who could praise fearless leader most.
There's like a hockey player. There's a
the announcers of the
player.
Game are fucking just like trying to get through desperately to not get executed.
Yeah.
And they get executed after every fucking
game. You know what? It's about a 50-50 thing.
I like to think he gives the Caesar thumb down at the end of every game.
The people are playing for the lives of the announcers. It's a fucking stupid sport.
The 50-50 thing is kayfabe, bro. He kills all of them. He just pretends the next time that it was the same announcers as the last time if they won.
And there's a lot of Korean t-shirts say, in Korea, play sport.
Now see, if your answer to this question was the Korean sport was Scuppernong, I would believe it now.
Yes, funny true. Enough, the rebel who died for the cause, they named the sport after him. It's a Scuppernong. Sport Scuppernong.
Scuppernong.
Whatever, who cares? They lost. It was a losing effort.
All right, Boots, you got anything?
Yeah, let me try again here. Scuppernong. It's a new type of furniture at IKEA. It's a Scuppernong. It's just like a weird random curved shape of wood and doesn't serve much purpose in any way.
You can barely sit in it.
Yeah, well, you can do whatever you want with it. I don't
is
know.
It a chair? Is it a shelf? I can't tell.
Super trendy sure. In New York
it's
City.
It's the only
right
thing
now.
In the whole store not draped in yellow and blue.
Every rich person has one, yeah.
Why do I need an Allen key to put this together?
Fucking country is this mean?
It's just one piece of wood, but it comes with extra pieces somehow.
It comes with pieces.
You know you're in trouble if you open the box and it says made in Prague. You're like, oh, shit.
Need a whole different tool set here.
Everyone whose house you go to that has a Scuppernong, it looks different. Yeah. They've assembled it completely differently.
This guy put a lamp on his.
It's like, how did your scuppernong come with legs?
Just like my answer, it was a very loose definition. Yeah. It was
mine has wheels.
Yeah, I had these wheels lying around. I came with some parts. I put them all together.
In North Korea, scuppernong means over 100 things.
Ice to the Eskimo.
North Korean.
You mean ice? Scuppernong? You mean scuppernong?
North Koreans are like Smurfs.
I don't remember what the answers were, but I'm giving Brian a point for enthusiasm alone. Really sold his argument.
Fuck North Korea.
There you go.
All right, Lou, you're up.
Yeah.
Who is Vincent Fournier? And while you think, a scuppernong is a green grape found in North Carolina. I like that noise you made, Booch. It pretty much summed it up of like, huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
North Carolina.
I'm going to use that.
Yeah. Berries.
Is this wine made with a scuppernong?
North Carolina scuppernong wine.
Oh, I sense a hint of scuppernong.
Usually with a wine like that, you have to raise it in the air and swirl around like a helicopter.
Like stick your whole nose in there.
There's some scuppernong on the back end of this.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I'll wipe it off.
All right, Lou, Vincent Fournier.
All right, Vincent Fournier. He's the French dude who's a convicted rapist that they modeled Pepe Le Pew after.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
He had to be modeled after a rapist.
And to clean up the country's image.
He just run out the window. My Sharia. Yeah. My love.
Smell this.
Fucking Cosby.
Yeah. And to clean up their image, they just modeled him to an adorable skunk. And that was it.
You mean the filthy cat?
With the white stripe.
Exactly. Disgusting Roland! Ken.
Vincent Fournier is the real identity of the Italian superhero Vince. And he really doesn't have any superpowers or... He doesn't really even fight crime, to tell you the truth. He basically just drives around in an Italian sports car and makes women's dresses that are very expensive.
Sounds Italian.
By day and by night, he does a lot of cocaine and drinks champagne.
Okay. Yeah. Italian superhero.
It's actually a really
Vince.
Boring.
He don't do shit.
It's a really boring comic.
It's just a...
I've read 122 of... editions, and none of them are really good.
It's just the story of an Italian
guy. I like that you stuck with it, with the tenacity.
Yeah. That's true.
He's a loyal customer.
Yeah. He was greasy. End of story.
I thought he was going somewhere. I thought he was going somewhere with those fucking terrible jokes and bad haircut.
By terrible, you mean bitching.
All right, now, next, an Italian guy to tell us jokes.
What was the name?
Vincent Fournier.
Funny you said that. It's an Italian cartoon Christmas tree character. He basically snuffs out Christmas, but luckily the rest of the wops get together and they throw garlic at him and they stop him.
I don't get it.
That's why I laughed.
It's a WAP.
I laughed purely on the not getting it portion of it.
It's a WAP Christmas tree. Vincent de Fournier.
Oh, you're just going off of...
Yeah.
Yeah, man. He's a fucking Dago-ass Christmas tree that tries to snuff out Christmas. Right?
Hey, I'm tree in here.
Yeah.
I getcha.
Can a fern get some love? It's actually voiced by... Who's the godfather?
Marlon Brando.
Voiced by Marlon Brando before he died. And he really was... phoning it in. He was like, this is a cartoon Muppets of Christmas Tree? Fuck it. You're paying me. Okay, kids.
I'm a Douglas fir.
It's what's this the guy's name again?
Marlon Brando.
No.
Vincent Fournier.
It's Vincent Fournier. He's some sort of mobster Christmas tree. I don't know.
So he's doing his Superman performance.
Yeah. I'm going to throw this guy down the big green pipe and I jump on his head.
Kids, I'll be honest with you. I'm only here to 6. I'm just going to start talking whatever at this point.
I should have got Stevie Van Zandt to do that shit.
Yeah, little Stevie. Yeah. The ultimate in fucking Italian stereotypes. All right, Boot, you're up. Vincent Fournier.
Vincent Fournier is, I said he's like a fable, a French fable creature guy, you know, that comes around, he gives cigarettes to all the good French boys and girls, you know what I mean? He leaves them a little lighter, maybe a baguette or something.
Here you go, Pierre, take some smokes.
You've been good this year. Take some menthol.
Get a strong coffee and a cigarette.
I left you some wine.
Let the cat smoke them. Give it to the cats.
The cats love their cigarettes.
Oh, hoity-toity up on the roof. On the hot tin roof. Stop smoking your cigarettes on the hot tin roof, cat!
I think that's our winner for that round. Lose a close second. Both French. Notice the trend.
It's Pete Button right now.
It is.
French, though.
Spit it out!
Enjoy your baguette! Lou?
Yeah.
Are we up to you? Who went last? No, Ken's up.
Oh, all right.
I lost track. Ken's up. Anagram T C C A.
Titties could count always.
I like it.
With the quickness, I appreciate it.
Titties could count always, dude.
I don't need an explanation.
No, they just always count.
Nah, titties count always.
Twice on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Brian? I was like, damn, you can.
Tabby cats can't...
act,
man. They can't act. Then you can. Tabby cats can't act, man.
That was the opposite of the direction I saw that one going. Tabby cats?
Yeah. Tabby cats can't act, man.
It's
like, can I get a meow? Can I get a job on cats? You don't fit the part.
Yeah,
you win the meow.
You can't act, tabby cat.
Sing it. Memories, get out of here. You sing like an old whore. The French, clearly.
Feed him to the rats.
I wish I was deaf.
Let that skunk rape it.
Painted by comics right now.
Shit. Alright. Booch TCCA to you.
TCCA. A terrible catastrophic cock attack. And it means two things. Two things, alright? First thing. It's used to describe, obviously, an attack on someone's cock, or if an actual, you know, cock, like a male, can attack somebody viciously. Terrible, catastrophic cock attack.
It's like a glory hole receiver.
A WMD on the cock.
Absolutely.
On and against.
On and against the cock.
Could be either, yes, or both.
Terrible. Catastrophic.
Yep. It's catastrophic.
We did a couple of those news stories, I think.
I think that's what brought that memory up, honestly. That's where I heard that, actually. I was reading one of those news stories, and it was a chicken that pulled it off, and not good.
All right, Lou, you're up. TCCA to you.
All right, you got to watch out. When broads get together, you might run into the Twat Cunt Collusion Association. They just get together. Some schemes are laid.
They just drive down the street. They're like, you see me rolling, they hate it. Trolling and trying to get me right.
That's why women shouldn't be allowed in groups.
Right. More than three? Not for me.
Kind of sounds. It kind of sounds like the movie Jawbreaker, but I'm not fully torqued.
Where's Rose McGowan?
Get them titties out of here.
All right, point for that round. It's
good.
Stupid Tabby cat.
It just worked.
Dumb enough to work. And then there was the French connection.
If you get down to French, it always ends up gold.
Alright, well, Brian, you start this one up. What is the plot of the film Solar Babies? Before you answer, we got a couple to go back on. Vincent Furnier, Alice Cooper's real name.
Fuck that. No way. That's a shitty name, man.
Who knew? And the TCCA, the Thermometer Collectors Club of America.
People collect those fucking things?
Otherwise known as the collection of unlikable people.
Yeah. Virgins.
Or the Virgin Collective.
I like to call them the Gentle Sexers.
Solar Babies.
Solar Babies are the story of two orphan children, two boys with black hair and blue eyes that a certain Clark Kent had explained to a certain Lois Lane that were left on his door with a note explaining how the one night stand was more than what it was and blah blah blah, I can't handle this, you need to take these children, Clark.
I know what you're doing there. I like it. I do like it. What's worse than twin children powered by the sun?
I swear, Lois Lane, they're not mine. They're fucking flying around, Clark, and blowing our windows out with their laser eyes.
They must be Zods. I don't know.
I would never lie to you, Lois. You know this. I wish I had the power to lie to you. I can throw the earth into the sun, but I can't get you to not be mad at me.
How many times have I said that? All right, Boots. Solar Babies.
Solar Babies. It's a movie that explains what happens when the futuristic toilets of Japan send all the poop into space. What happens? Is it coalesces into a sentient being and then, you know, starts to live right in, around the sun. There's two of them. And that's all I got.
It's like the sequel to 2001 A Space Odyssey.
They get that nice terrestrial glow as they start ascending into heaven.
2015 A Poop Odyssey.
A Poop Odyssey. I love a good callback.
I'm sorry, John. I just can't let you do that. John's the name of a bathroom.
I get it. Lou, Solar Babies.
You know, I think I had something and I blanked and it's gone.
There's a dog going to town on something.
Solar Babies.
It wouldn't be a proper episode.
It really wouldn't. I did that for your listening pleasure.
Psych. Yeah.
Alright, it's the title of Look Who's Talking 3.
There it already was one.
4.
Alright.
Don't be a dick. Well, this time,
there's Look Who's Talking 2, and Look Who's Talking Now.
The plot is stretched so thin that they're like, let's go to the fucking sun.
Let's get Gilbert Gottfried in this movie. Yeah, I'll do your movie!
Wow, we found a pretty good impression Brian can do right there.
Yes,
Gilbert Gottfried.
How much money am I getting?
Tell us about insurance now.
I could almost.
I got out of the game years ago.
Y'all laugh like.
Affleck!
I like it.
It works.
Solar Babies.
The piggybacking sequel of the future.
Alright, Ken?
Solar Babies was the positive 70s spinoff of Roots, where.
Oh, shit! I'm choking on your work!
Dude, this thing and dance their way to the fucking sun.
I don't know if I get it. I don't know if I approve.
It didn't make many people happy. It wasn't a good movie.
But it was directed by Spike Lee.
Controversial.
Spike Lee joint.
It was directed by Oliver Stone.
And at Cannes, people were in the theater actually yelling at the film, being like,
You picked years ago, Spike. Stop making shitty black movies.
And Oliver Stone kept saying, I'm Oliver Stone.
Why won't anyone interview me? I'm Oliver Stone. Does anyone not know what I look like?
I don't even like the Knicks.
I hate orange.
All right. I'm going with Japanese poo babies orbiting the sun on that one.
How's it going?
Booch.
It's nice.
And Booch, I think you start this last question off for all the marbles. Law question. In Winston-Salem, North Carolina, children under the age of 7 may not what?
And to give Winston-Salem, North Carolina, children under the age may not smoke cigarettes.
I like the double negative.
Oh, of course. I mean, it's Winston-Salem. They got stupid backwards laws and stuff, you know, of course.
Like, look, our whole state's economy rides on these things.
We'll throw a couple double negatives, no one will understand. It's all fine.
It's a loophole.
I like it.
Louis?
Damn, I wanted to do something with smoking. I don't know.
Now you're going to do something with skipping?
Passing is different.
All right, Kenny, you got something?
Skip is short and fun.
Yeah, I'll skip it.
Passing is long and sad. Yeah.
In Winston-Salem, North Carolina, it's illegal for kids under 7 to carry their parents' shotgun.
Hmm.
I think that's actually a law.
I hope so, because that shit wasn't funny.
Shots fired.
Oh, I'm sorry. Used to slow it over here.
You cut me off for that answer?
I didn't cut you off. We were just making up a crown for you because you're the king of dead air.
I'll be that. But I'm not going to hurry somebody up if my shit is people with shotguns.
I came up with something, you fucking little cave troll.
All right, enough.
If you could call it something.
This is going to escalate.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to have to give a little swirly.
But I'm only going to allow that if you play. Listen to me out, Ken. I'm only going to allow that if you dress up like Judd Nelson and play Don't You Forget About Me as you do it.
Booch, you see the new Mad Max?
You know what? Sadly, I have not.
Oh, man.
That movie kicks ass, bro.
I know.
He was the only person that was like, meh.
Yeah, the movie's amazing.
It's like Mad Max.
I got bored, man.
No, you're a hater.
Like, listen,
Courtney, turn off this Mad Max. I'm trying to gently fuck you here.
Listen, it's
put on some fucking Designing Women or something.
It's
like
two
that.
And
so
I
can really get in my groove.
It's two and a half hours of the same thing.
Awesomeness?
Over again.
Gentle sex?
After a while.
I mean, so is a big block of Designing Women, but, you know, I don't know.
After a while. You're not?
No, man.
I don't know what to say to that. I would be bitching after the first episode.
Man, no. If you watch it episode to episode, you can watch Zethel Burke get fat. It's kind of cool.
Hold on a minute.
It's really pudging up.
That your wife is
I bet you next season.
You're not calling any of the shots.
What?
You just admitted to all of us that your wife is the one that brings it in the bedroom. You're not calling any of the shots. She makes all the money and brings it in the bedroom?
Well,
bro, you don't wear no pants. You wear the skirt.
All right, let's move on.
Can we get back to him loving Designing Women?
I love Designing Women.
Delta Burke, son.
Hollywood from Mannequin is in that show. He's dead now.
Yeah.
All right, well, Brian, I think we're up to you with... In Winston-Salem, North Carolina, children under the age of 7 may not what?
Read those goddamn liberal textbooks. Talking about the earth is older than 5,600 years. That's just not good Christianness.
Christianness?
Yeah. Obviously, there's dinosaurs and men live together like the Flintstones. And
obviously.
Clearly.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're all going to go to heaven one day if we just give enough money.
I'm not there yet. I'm sure you're many times over.
Lou, I got an elevator to heaven, man. Not like you plebs.
He's riding it up there with all the poop.
Door open button until I get there?
Man, this ain't the back of El Camino. I'm not doing that. I'm going out solo.
No.
Right, right.
Can you hold that? Can you hold that?
Sure, sure. Click, 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 click.
I know
you're Lou, come on, man. You're almost here.
You said sure.
White heaven is right here.
Why aren't you putting your foot in the door, man?
And you know how weird I have to feel explaining to Jesus how I let Lou in? I'm like, sorry, Jesus, you know?
He doesn't even say anything. He just gives you the shrug. He's like,
just give you the disapproval, like,
he already knows.
You know? I gave you the key, and you took advantage. Took advantage, sir.
You can't lie to J-Wow.
To J-Wow.
That's what the kids are calling him, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, sure. All right, Lou, did you come up with some gold?
All right. In Winston... Churchill,
Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Children under the age of 7 may not
bust ghosts unless they're black.
Only Winston's.
Oh!
That's where they build Winston Zimmers.
Okay.
He dies. He's like the red guy, the red shirted guy in Star Trek.
Yeah.
He always dies, but they just put him in the black guy. But our whiteness won't let us know that.
Yeah. It's been Chris Rock. So
like, yeah, we were like, it's been Ernie Hudson for 30 years. Guy, it's been like 20 different actors. This was Chris Tucker in the 90s.
We're trying to groom Kevin Hart.
Yeah, we're grooming. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of short jokes in the new Ghostbusters. Get ready.
All right.
Black Ghostbusters. Beat that
up. Oh, there's something to choose from here.
Did Booch get to go?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He kinda, did he go first?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Cigarettes.
Got it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
them smokes.
Yeah.
Booch came from Flavor Country.
And that's kind of the one I'm leaning towards.
Go for it.
So I'm going to go for it, which is a problem, because it left us with a tie.
Who is it?
Oh, shit.
All right, Kenny. Sorry, you got fourth here. Lou,
yeah.
Good fight. You got third.
So respectable.
Mm-hmm. Tied for first. We got Booch and Brian.
All right, man.
So I'm gonna, as usual, you two. What would you like to hear, category wise, for a tiebreaker?
Oh,
I'm kind of digging the laws.
Yeah.
You want to do law?
Okay. That's right.
You want to toss a softball off? You want to give him a little curveball here?
As far as what?
You give him the hardest one, which is an acronym.
The card I pulled. Is going to be a son of a bitch if you do that. I'll tell you what, you think about it. Well, I tell you that Solar Babies was a movie about, it was a sci-fi film where people travel on roller skates and worship a goddamn Bodhi.
It's almost like my plumbing of Japan.
Bodhi?
You got that point anyway, so.
Isn't that movie with Patrick Swayze?
And in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, children under the age of 7 may not attend college.
Clearly.
Okay.
Because they're fucking 6.
Right. Fucking useless law.
It's like, your tax dollars at work.
Sonny, you're smarter than me. You should be in college.
Right. Children under the age of 3 can't drive.
That boy can read. He going to learning school.
Clearly, some parent tried to do the 1-2 skip a few law.
Yo, she figured if she could get this bitch to pass college, she'd get her own job, making a couple bucks.
You need to be earning your wage around here.
See, you're a dependent. You need to be not one.
Lou did a spin take. All right, well, which category are we doing?
Those fucking white trash families can't wait.
Yeah, let's go laws.
All right, we're doing laws. This is tiebreaker round. Mm-hmm. Whoever gets an answer first, chime on in. In Thailand, it is against the law to leave your home if...
you haven't signed your will, taken out all your money, and severed all ties.
Right?
Because Thailand ain't fucking around. You can do anything in Thailand.
You really can.
Like, oh, where's your passport? Throws it away. Where's your goddamn will? Fucking rips that shit up.
Alright, Booch, you got one? In Thailand, in Thailand, it is against the law to leave your home if.
In Thailand, it is against the law to leave your home if you don't take your lady boy with you.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Gotta take that lady boy with you.
If you don't fight your way through a big complex of bad guys.
What do you guys think?
I'm always going to vote. I'm always going to vote Lady Boy.
You going Lady Boy?
Lady Boys forever.
I Ken? Like the Lady Boys, bro. You going Lady Boy too?
I like the Lady Boys, bro.
Pooch wins the game.
Pooch wins the game.
All right.
Well fought, gentlemen. Well fought.
Until next time, well, sir.
Well, Pooch, you get the honorary question. Since you win, you get to choose who goes next week. Who of this panel or a possible guest would you like to go first?
Yeah, vote for me, Lou, or a guest.
Okay, I guess I'm going to go with my partner in crime. Go with Kenny.
Just Kenny, regardless. We gotta we'll bring him in.
You got to ask me all those damn questions.
I'm marking them down. Mm-hmm. Kenny's got to be here next week.
All right, man. So let's finish up the old show here.
All right, so first of all, I want to thank Boot for Skyping in today.
I really appreciate it, you know, to come by today.
Anything you want to plug personally or...
I'm all good, guys. It's been a good time. Thanks for having me on and stuff.
Well, say this: play Telltale games because they're awesome, regardless.
I will say you got at least three people who are going to buy the next game, Wolf Among Us, hands down, in this room.
Oh, I have the season pass for every Telltale game. 100%.
100%. Nice, nice. Yeah.
I'm not sure about the Minecraft, but you're not allowed to talk about that. So let's move on. and
that's gonna be a monster hit though, because little kids that's love gonna that stupid be shit.
Huge. You can,
you know what? They just had a PAX East, PAX Central, something like that. The big gaming conference, and we unveiled some stuff there. So I mean, people are, if you're interested, you can look it up online. Can't really say too much, but I mean, it's all up there, you know.
Let me ask you this: I heard it on our buddy's podcast, The Old Man Orange.
Old Man
Orange. Mm-hmm.
How big is your dick?
Video game related question. If you could live in one video game universe, what would it be?
If I could live in a video game universe, what would it be?
Yeah.
Good question.
I'm gonna say the Wild West from Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, that's a good fucking answer, man.
I know it's a rough place, but I don't know. I've always wanted to be a cowboy. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. You know, that's one of my favorite games. It's great.
What if you got stuck in Undead Nightmare?
I was going to say, spoiler alert, you die at the end.
Well, you're not necessarily the main character, right? Maybe he was
playing this. Yeah. The guy who shot
John Marston.
Then you're a total dick if you're the guy who shot John Marston. And John Marston's son hunts you down.
Like 8 million guys shot him.
I'm talking about the main guy, the head of the Pinkertons.
But yeah, that's a good fucking game.
What would yours be, Lou?
This is going to sound fucked up.
Mario Kart. He looks like that guy who drops the turtles on people.
He's a Lakitu.
I mean, like, I kind of want to go Fallout.
Pete, draw that next week, Lou.
Yes, I will.
I want to fucking exchange shit for bottle caps and fuck people up.
What game?
Fallout.
You'd be eaten by the first Deathclaw you came
You know
across.
What? Me now would definitely die by like a mole rat.
You then would definitely die by a rat roach.
In my current condition, a fucking mole rat would just mutilate me.
A mole rat? Like a Kevin Smith?
Mole.
Oh. Mole rat.
What were you, like 6'4 and jacked when you were 17?
You know
17?
What? Maybe if I got it like accustomed to the area, got myself a Wasteland survival guide.
What
maybe?
If it was just a dead eye shot?
Dog meat with you and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I've got that robot that helps you in New Vegas. Or,
okay.
He's know. Got a great shot. Bro.
Kenny, you got a video game?
Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, I thought you were going Toe Jam and Earl.
That would...
Funkatron?
Battletoads.
Yeah. Kenny's got the funk.
I can see you on Funkatron.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now you bring up a good point. Maybe Tetris?
I'm the L-shaped
No, everyone wants to be the fucking the big stick, man.
I'm not giving him that much credit. Brian?
I'll take out enough to fucking prove it, Pete.
Fucking the illest, the anti-hero on the planet, man. Fucking Duke Nukem.
Duke Nukem.
Oh, first game had titties in it that like were like nice titties, you know. Like, because, you know, like, these are
super pixelated titties.
Is anyone...
Yeah, pixelated as hell, yeah.
Well, yeah, but, you know, we're going back to 95 here, bud.
It's like three squares in a triangle.
That was sexy back then. Fully torqued when I was like, yeah, fucking Duke Nukem.
Bro, it's like, I want to be in Custer's Revenge. Yeah.
If anyone was over at Brian's house with sticky controllers, you know why?
I jerk off on my controllers, but that had nothing to do with Duke Nukem.
It's because he didn't like his friends.
Yeah, is anyone surprised that he didn't pick, like, FIFA or something?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Why would I want to be in a third world country?
I don't know, man. It's just like, that's your, like,
you know what I want to do? I want to be in a third world country. They got a good...
That's like your
running
favorite
water
sometimes, game.
You know, food every almost day.
Lou, what game was playing when we walked in this house today?
FIFA.
That's a video game. I don't want to live in that world.
You spend a lot of time there, though.
That world is just third world,
man.
Let
me tell you, man, David Beckham living a good life.
In America?
In LA. Well, I didn't say you had to be a Hispanic team.
But I'd be playing their goddamn countries.
You're a king out there.
I'm a Kenyan out there?
King!
Who cares?
The dollar is doing so well.
Yeah, if you're king of nothing, what are you really? Like,
nothing.
You're not okay, helping this bit.
This dead horse has been kicked.
It's yes and, you son of a bitch.
I don't agree with your jibber-jabber, Lou.
All right.
I would say Assassin's Creed, because you could go back to any time period whenever you want.
There you go.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, but then you got to be in the fucking real world, too. That was boring.
Lou would go
I
back.
Lived there anyway.
The real world was boring in that game, though.
My life is boring.
It's like Desmond.
But at least I get to go back and be a pirate.
Climb up this cage. It's like, can I just go back in time and fight the fucking redcoats, please?
Can we go back to that part of Greece where they wrestled naked?
All right, you know what? I changed my answer. I'm going back to Root Beer Tappers.
Root Beer Tappers.
Oh, that's a great game to go to, bro.
Oh, like that movie.
Sliding beers down.
Fuck yeah.
Just having a good time.
Everyone's having a good time
laughing. All right. Let's close this out.
Yeah.
So you can follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics and like us on Facebook, please. Subscribe and leave a review on iTunes and all the other podcasting apps and sites and all that fun stuff.
Please play and buy any Telltale game you encounter.
Well, hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Think of John Booch if you see something fucking real gross. And
yeah.
Yeah. May I recommend that fucking Borderlands one? I laugh my ass off at that shit.
And if you're in the Oakland area, just throw some John Booch pussy his way, you know? Like, I feel like that's...
Definitely always...
If you're an 8 and above in the Oakland area...
Or if you're a dude and you feel like smoking a match, it's like, you know...
If you want to bring him drugs or any type of, like, sandwich, that's fine.
If you're in a...
John, what's your favorite type of sandwich? Let me know.
Ham and cheese, man.
What, Swiss cheese?
No, American cheese, man. What
fuck yeah.
If somebody offers you a ham and cheese tomorrow, you're welcome.
I will be thanking you. Thank you.
All right.
And check us out at New York City Comic Con this October, booth 583. Mm-hmm. Got some new shit coming out. We'll all be there. And am I missing anything?
No, just thanks for John for coming on. Thanks for Ken for bringing him. And thanks for you two for making the show happen.
And thank you, Brian.
There you go.
For being you.
This is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for... Nah, that's it.
Cheap t-shirts. I just couldn't get through my day with that one.
I'm thankful for sleeves, Brian. You don't know what you're missing. So
I paid more for my half a shirt than you did for your whole.
I don't know why you sweat through that thing so quick. So for myself,
because I have a lot of girth, Pete.
The belly doesn't count.
He's got a noodle dick. Was that a noodle dick joke?
No, I said girth, guy.
He's saying he's a large, sweaty man.
Yes. All right. So Pete sends
for
out.
Myself and Brian and Lou and Ken and Booch. Close it or behind you.
No whip, all pissed, growing up, I never had shit. Had a heart, gotta slit, might as well rip it out. Got a dream, I ain't giving now, that's what it's all about. All these fucking people tell me who I gotta be. Oh fuck you, motherfucker, you're my enemy. All I need is 5 minutes to remember me. Send a club into a murder scene, cause all you do is breathe. It's J6 and this bitch, so remind me that I'll never be shit. You'll dig your own dick.
Stars are so cursed from the start. Stars are big only for sport. Why am I still feel like I'm